Okay, I'm back again.
I'm back as well.
Okay. In the last session, we were talking about how Jesus had to wash his disciples' feet, probably because, and you mentioned there might not have been enough slaves or servants around.
好，我们最后要讲说为什么耶稣要来这个为他的门徒们洗脚啊？当然有可能是这个房子里刚好没有足够的仆人可以一次洗这么多人的脚。
And you have to remember that this is the Passover festival, and you have a lot of people coming to holiday, or we say holiday, you know, the pilgrims, people coming to visit Jerusalem from other countries and other areas. They come to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. So you have a lot of tourists in town, and the hotel would have been very busy.
而在这个时间呢，刚好是已经是这个逾越节了，所以有非常多人会进到耶路撒冷来欢度逾越节，所以这种旅馆客栈呢，一定是生意非常好的，非常客满的，一定非常的忙碌的。
Yeah, and I think we've all experienced that. We've gone on holiday during a festival, or, you know, it's been like New Year's or Chinese New Year or something, and you go to a hotel and the staff are very busy because that's their peak season.
就像我们去有些像过年或是什么时候就是大型的这些假期的时候，我们去了那个饭店，那你会看到饭店里面的工作人员都很忙。
So what you said makes perfect sense that the staff, we say staff, but really they were slaves probably, were very busy. So there was nobody on hand to wash their feet. So Jesus took that upon himself to do that.
所以在这种状况下，这些仆人们哈都非常的忙碌的时候，没人能够。接待他们，然后耶稣就自己下来要为大家洗脚。
Now, in the context of John chapter 13, verse 10, we see the difference between being washed in your body and having your feet cleaned.
而我们在约翰福音的十三章十节里面就已经理解了这个洗呢是有别于这个洗脚是有别于洗身体啊，是不一样的字。
And we see that there's a difference between salvation and then getting dirty, meaning as a Christian, you get out of fellowship. Every time you sin, then you're dirty and you need to name your sins and then you're cleansed again.
这个刚好可以运用到我们对于一个得到救恩的基督徒，他已经相信了耶稣基督得到救恩。当他再犯罪的时候呢，他其实只需要对神认罪。就可以得到洁净，不需要再重新受洗。
The same concept comes out in James chapter 4 and verse 8. Okay, so we're going to go to James 4:8 now.
好，现在那这同样的概念呢，在雅各书的四章八节也有提到。
And here we see it in the English. It says, "Draw nigh," which means draw close to God, and He will draw close or draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
雅各书四章八节说：“你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呐，要洁净你们的心。”
Yeah. Now James is talking to believers. These are people in the church in Jerusalem. But you know, they've been involved in many sins and some of them have been sinning so much. They have what's called a double soul, a split personality.
而这个雅各呢是在跟那些基督徒们说的。他这时候他在讲的是在耶路撒冷的这些基督徒们哦，他们有一些人都是心怀二意的，就是他的头脑跟他的心是不一样的。
Okay, but here he's saying you cleanse your hands. Now it's interesting, he uses a different word from John chapter 13. He doesn't use luo and he doesn't use nipto.
而这边呢，雅各用的这个洗手啊，和洗心，他用的是跟约翰用的字是不一样的字。他洗手的那个字不是用 nipto 那个字。
Yeah, so here we have a totally different word. The word is katharizo. Katharizo in this form here. So I'll give you the word here. Okay, so he's saying cleanse your hands. This is where he says cleanse your hands or clean your hands, and he uses the word katharizo.
哦，他在这边洗你的手呢，他用的这个字叫 katharizo， 这是这个另外一个动词。
It's a command. You must wash, but actually the word is not just to wash, but it's to purify. So, you know, we say wash, but it really means to purify. And katharizo means to be purified. So we have to wash our hands very carefully.
而他用的这个 katharizo 这个来洗手的这个洗字呢，其实是如果现在翻译的话，应该当作是 purify， 就是纯净啊，所以是比一般的洗还要透彻的，非常仔细的洗。
You can just put your hands under running water, for example, and then your hands might look clean. But unless you use soap or you use, nowadays they say that you have to use alcohol if you're going to clean yourself from viruses and stuff like that. Now that would be more like purification.
所以这个 katharizo 比较像是这种有点像 purification， 就是利用比如说像我们用那种酒精啊去清洗那种真正是完全透彻的洁净。
And this is the same word that John uses. 1 John, when you have 1 John 1:9, because we're coming back to rebound here again, and it says 1 John 1:9, he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It's the word katharizo.
而我们一直在做反弹用的金句呢是约翰一书一章九节他所说的就当我们认自己的罪的时候呢神是信实公义的必然会继续赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义所以这边的洗净的 用的也是 katharizo 就是纯净就是彻底的清洁的意思
Yes, if you name your sins to God the Father, so he's faithful and just, he'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
所以呢神呢他当我们认罪的时候神他所洁净我们的方式是完全洁净把我们的不义我们的罪全彻彻底底的洁净所以他用的这个字就是purify 这个字 katharizo
Yeah, and you can see that here, I'll bring up the word here in the dictionary again. So, okay, so katharizo again, and it's the same word that we had in James 4 verse 8. It says God will purify of all your wrongdoing. So anything you've done wrong, and often we use our hands, the hands is a metaphor for doing something. Now you're doing something wrong, and of course that relates to your thinking, your wrongdoing, and then he's going to purify you. So he cleanses you, and now you're back in fellowship.
约翰一书一章九节是讲的，就是说，当我们做了任何不对的事情，只要是任何不适当的，就可以称之为不义之事，就是等于是我们犯了罪。在这种时候呢，只要我们对天父认罪，他就会完全彻底的让我们得到清洁。所以他是只要是认罪，就会让我们清洁、洁净。那这个洁净就是完全的 purify， 是一个纯净的洁净，没有任何污染的洁净。
We'll summarize everything that we've done, I think, and then we can finish off the lesson.
好，我们现在呢，就再把今天所讲的这个反弹、洁净、清洗这些概念呢，再做一次完整的总结。
Yeah, so I don't think we'll be talking about the Book of Life today.
我们今天没时间再讲到生命册了。
Okay, but we started off with Ephesians 5:18, if you remember, and that's you don't get drunk with wine, but also that's the analogy or that's the reference to not being, we can almost say drunk with the ways of the world.
我们先回复到一开始讲的以弗所书五章十八节说不要酒醉。那这个酒醉呢其实讲到的是甚至是应该要把它认为是被世界的误谬而沉迷。
Yeah, you know, you have to be focused. You've got to be focused on God's plan and you can't be distracted or you can't have your mind fogged up. We say fogged up, right? When you get drunk, your mind gets foggy and you can't have your mind foggy. It has to be clear.
而我们如果被世界迷惑了，我们的头脑就会像是在雾里面一样，就是非常的昏迷。那我们不能够被这个世界所迷惑而昏迷。
There's actually a verse. If you just give me a second, I just want to find this, another verse, and it says that you're supposed to be clear in your thinking as well. And it relates to the devil roaming around. 1 Peter 5:8. Okay, so
I'll give you. 5章8节.
Yeah. Okay, now in English it says be sober. I'm just this first word here, be sober, which means don't be drunk, and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walks about seeking whom he may devour.
这一段呢在讲说呢要谨守分寸，要警醒啊，你们的仇敌恶魔如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。他就讲说我们必须要在头脑里面是非常的警醒清醒的，这个行为要谨守，要有分寸的。
You imagine, and sometimes you see these old movies where people, they used to go out with their guns and they used to go and hunt lions and on safari in Africa. And you imagine at night time, instead of setting up a camp, that these people are going to get drunk and then they're going to go out and hunt lions. You know, that's not safe at all.
你可以想象哈，在那个以前在非洲哈，那些猎人们带着枪哈，在这个荒野上啊，为了要来这个打狮子。可是呢他们到了晚上的时候呢就喝酒啊，欢乐，然后呢如果他们喝醉了，你想想看，狮子就过来了，这是不是很恐怖的事情？所以这个彼得一书五章八节就在讲那种感觉，就是撒旦他就如同那个狮子一样，随时在你不警醒的时候就可能把你吃了。
Now, How do they translate that in the Chinese here, these first words? What does that mean?
You must be disciplined.
Oh, okay. Well, see, the Greek word is nepho here. You can see in the Greek it comes up there from naphate. It's an imperative mood as well. They say that the word means to abstain from wine or keep sober, which means don't get drunk.
在这个原句的第一句话，他说要谨守。那其实他用的这个词呢，在希腊文里面其实就是说不要喝太多酒，要从酒里面要保持清醒，是不喝醉。这个字其实是不喝醉的意思。
Yeah, and it's actually just two words. So when you have these first, the words in English, they say be sober, be vigilant. Be sober is one word in the Greek, and be vigilant is another word. And the word for be vigilant here, you have gregoreis, which just means like you have to be aware, you have to know exactly what's going on around you.Tie that back to Ephesians 5:18 is that you're not supposed to be getting drunk. You need to be focused on the spiritual life.
好，所以这个要谨守呢，其实在这个希腊文原来的意思就是不要喝醉，就要保持清醒。那不喝醉，保持清醒呢，就是让我们可以有专注力在神要我们专注的事上，还有专注在神身上。
Paul is saying you don't get drunk, but you must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，保罗的意思就是说，不要喝醉，而且要将圣灵充满。
Okay, and then we had the verses. Also, we went to John. That was chapter 13, verse
10. 我们又讲到约翰福音的13:10。
Okay, and then see, Peter was trying to say, well, you know, maybe Jesus, you should wash my whole body instead of just my feet. And Jesus says, no, because you've been washed already. You have been saved already.
所以在约翰福音13前面呢，第8、第9章就是这个彼得跟耶稣说，你不要洗我的脚，然后耶稣说你必须洗我，你必须被我洗，你才能跟我一起吃饭。然后那个彼得就说，哦，那如果要洗脚，就连我的手啊头啊都一起洗了。然后耶稣就在13:10，约翰福音13:10说，凡是洗过澡的人，只要把脚洗一下，全身就干净了。
Yeah, and the word for wash, meaning to bathe, sometimes we say bathe in English, it means you're washing the whole body. That was lelumenos, it's a perfect tense, which means it's completed action, you don't have to do it again.
所以呢，在这个洗澡，就洗过澡的人不用再洗澡，哈，这件事情呢，耶稣用的这个字呢，就是lelumenos, 就是一个完美的完成式，就是代表是你已经全身洁净了。
Yeah, and that brings out this concept that we say once saved, always saved. Saved. I hope you have a phrase for this in Chinese actually, because it's a good one to use. It's a principle.
所以这个概念就是 once saved, always saved. 就是只要一旦得救就永远得救。
And that brings out the concept of what we call eternal security, because some people think you can lose your salvation.
所以这句话也就是我们所说的 永远的得救哈，这个完永远的安全，就是这就是我们一直在讲的是，你信耶稣了，你就得永生的概念。
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. And, you know, if you've bathed once, and you, again, the bathing is when you believed in Jesus, it doesn't matter how dirty your hands get, it doesn't matter how dirty your feet get, and even if you never wash your hands or your feet, if you never name your sins, you are always washed, so that means you always have your salvation.
所以重点是你只要得救了，你只要信了耶稣了，你就已经有了你永远的这个永生的盼望，你就不用再担心，就算后来还有做了什么事情，你还是一个信耶稣的基督徒的时候，你就是可得永生的。
But if you want to have a relationship with Jesus during your time on earth, which means if you're going to sit at the table, if you're going to dine with Jesus, you're going to eat with Jesus, which means of course you're eating spiritual food. You know, the Bible is spiritual food. If you want to share in that relationship with Jesus, so you have to have your feet or your hands cleaned.
但是呢，你如果在你的人生中呢，还希望保持着跟神有一个关联，跟耶稣有关联，你就必须要经常洗手洗脚啊，也就是说你要经常的认罪悔改，同时读圣经，你这样才能够保持跟神有一个关系，有一个份。
And I'll just give you one more verse actually, which sort of helps us to understand this concept. And this is in Revelation. This is chapter 3, verse 20.
这边听要再给一个新的经句呢，是启示录的30章20节。
Okay, so we'll just finish off with this verse here. Now, some people use this verse for salvation when they're evangelizing, but this is a verse to believers. So this is not a salvation verse. This is a verse regarding rebound.
所以呢，这个启示录的三章二十节呢，它主要是大家常常都听到这个句子，以为这是一个传福音的句子，但其实不是的。这个句子完全是在谈基督徒他要得到反弹。
So he's actually talking to the Christians in the church in Laodicea. So if he's talking to a church, you know, we're talking about believers here.
好，那这一段呢，其实是约翰在讲到这个老底家这个教会哈，他在讲老底家教会的人的状况，因为一共在启示录里面讲了七种教会嘛，那是老底家教会。
Yeah, and he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And this is, the knocking is the warning, the discipline that he's giving to believers that are out of fellowship and not living the spiritual life.
他这一句话其实在讲给那些已经是基督徒却已与神无干的那些，就是犯了罪不洗脚不洗手的人。
Yeah, and if anybody hears the voice, you know, he's standing at the door, he's saying, okay, look, you're suffering here.You've believed in me, but you're suffering, and I'm knocking, giving you a warning here about your spiritual life. But if you can hear my voice, if you understand what's happening, then you can open the door through rebound, and then Jesus will come in, have fellowship, and we'll dine with him, we'll sup with him, and he with me. And then you have fellowship.
所以他其实在讲的是那些就是已经又犯罪的基督徒们哈，如果你在这种非常痛苦之中，因为你与神隔绝了，那在这种时候呢，你要理解神呢，他是真的会在门外敲叩门的，神是会想要进来的，然后你如果愿意听见神的声音就开门，那神就会进到他的这个心里面，然后神呢与他呢就可以一同用餐，所以他其实在讲的就是一个你愿意打开心去认罪，一个反弹，你就可以再与神同桌在一起，就是与神同行。
Okay, and this is the same concept that you have with Jesus when he's washing Peter's feet in John chapter 13. He said, unless your feet are clean, you cannot sit down and have dinner with me. You can have no part with me.
在这个约翰福音十三章十节里面讲的，就是耶稣跟彼得说的一样，就是你如果不洗你的脚，你就不能跟我同桌用餐，你就不能有我的份。
Okay. Any questions?
今天有任何问题吗？No.
Okay, let's bow our heads.
我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message that you've provided for us today.
感谢天父为我们今天所准备的信息。
We pray that as we focus on these messages and we apply the things that we're learning, that we can continue to grow spiritually.
我们祷告呢，希望我们能够专注于这些信息，而且让我们能够学习得力，能够真的行出这些信息来，让我们的属灵生命可以成长。
We give thanks for your provision and your protection and all things.
我们祷告，感谢你对我们的供应以及保守。
And so we give thanks in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.